This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Julie Stein, the composer of People and Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Julie Stein liked to say, without the rendition, there is no song. And that's true. But sometimes a rendition can overpower a song and as a practical matter become the song. That's what happened to this week's selection. One day in 1966 at a recording studio in Memphis, Tennessee, producing the session was Isaac Hayes, the band were Booker T and the MGs, and the singer Otis Redding.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness.
Otis Redding trying Try a Little Tenderness. And even though Try a Little Tenderness had been around for decades and had had a rich life going back well before Otis was even born, that rendition became the song very quickly. A mere 3 years later, 1969, the All-American Rockers' Three Dog Night took Try a Little Tenderness back into the Billboard charts with what's essentially a cover version, not of the song, but of Otis Redding's take on it. Two decades later, Sir Alan Parker made a fine film of Roddy Doyle's novel, The Commitments, about a white band in Dublin that wants to sound black, notwithstanding the lads' misgivings as to whether they're up to it.
Do you not think, maybe we're a little white for that kind of thing?
Do you not get it, lads? The Irish are the blacks of Europe. And Dubliners are the blacks of Ireland. And the Northside Dubliners are the blacks of Dublin. So say it once, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
And in order to demonstrate that North Dubliners are the blacks of Europe, they sing Try a Little Tenderness precisely because it's a, quote, black song, a soul song, rhythm and blues, touch of gospel.
Oh, she may be weird. And young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness.
And that's what the song's been for half a century now. Otis Redding karaoke, to the point where at least half the available sheet music publishes the piece with all his soulful melismas, stretching single-syllable words out to seven syllables, and all his lyrical amendments about young girls getting weary wearing the same shaggy dress. Shaggy dress? What's that, something to do with Scooby-Doo? Or one of those 1960s go-go dresses with fronds of material dangling like pendulous racemes of wisteria. But whether or not North Dubliners are the blacks of Europe, the Commitments were singing not a soul rhythm and blues number from the other side of the Atlantic, but something from a lot closer to Dublin, from a hop and a skip on the ferry from Dunleary over to Holyhead, and then Gosforth, Northumberland, where a chap called Jimmy Campbell was born, and to Buckhurst Hill, Essex, where Reg Connolly hails from. Campbell and Connolly were fixtures in Denmark Street, London's Tin Pan Alley, ever since this very first hit of theirs. I'm not sure what the precise opposite of an authentic black American soul song is, but an English pub sing-along has got to come close. Time, gentlemen, please.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home.
Campbell and Connolly came up with that song in 1925 on a long train journey out of London, in the course of which they had a little drink and then another and then a few more, and then the boozy muse descended and they started writing. They shopped the number to various music publishers, all of whom turned it down, so they published it themselves under the name Irving King and sold 2 million copies, after which they could afford all the little drinks they wanted. They wrote and published If I Had You and Goodnight Sweetheart, and eventually Try a Little Tenderness. Here is the very first recording of that soi-disant Otis Redding song, December the 8th, 1932 in London. Vocalist Val Rosing, with Ray Noble conducting the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, in oddly martial mode. Rosing's masterpiece was his vocal on the famous recording of Teddy Bear's Picnic, heard with Uncle Mac and Stewpot for decades. and it would be unreasonable to expect anybody to surpass that. But even so, neither Mr. Rosing nor Ray Noble's martial vigour wring quite the full juice from Try a Little Tenderness. By 1932, Jimmy Campbell and Reg Connolly had decided they preferred to write mostly lyrics. So they collaborated with a fella called Harry McGregor Woods, born in Massachusetts, but who happened to be living in England for a few years. Who's Harry Woods? Well, he wrote some of the peppiest songs of the 1920s, which was the golden age of peppy songs. His included Side by Side, Paddlin' Madeline Home, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbin' Along. Nothing like leaping out of bed in the morning and giving the tonsils a good workout with a couple of rounds of When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbin' Along. Best way to start the day. Nobody writes those kinds of songs anymore, and I rather regret that. But there was less call for irrepressibly buoyant cheeriness by the early 30s, and so Mr. Woods moved on to more reflective ballads. He composed at the piano, and he has an impressive catalogue, considering he had to write with only half the tools of his fellow composers. Harry was born with no fingers on his left hand. He had a hit with a song called I Nearly Let Love Go Slipping Through My Fingers, even though he had very few fingers for love to go slipping through. Try a Little Tenderness made its way across the Atlantic, and within a year, Bing Crosby and Eddie Duchin had released versions, but this lady had the hit. And I would call this the first truly tender Try a Little Tenderness, complete with introductory verse.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is our whole happiness.
That's Ruth Etting, the first singer to try a little tenderness when singing Try a Little Tenderness. That's 9 decades old and a record I still love to listen to. Most of the famous takes on the song are by men, but it's a piece of advice and there's no reason why persons of either sex shouldn't offer it. Miss Etting is giving us an insight. She may be weary, women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress, and she sings it as a woman who knows.
You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess.
For the men, it's a trickier song than you might think. The musicologist Will Friedwald calls it patronizingly patriarchal, which it can certainly come out as. Try a little tenderness, she's weary, women do get weary, give her a pat and say good girl every now and then. Even Bing Crosby's 1933 record is, at its brisker tempo, not wholly immune to a faintly offhand, take-a-tip-from-me condescension.
You won't regret it, women don't forget it, love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy, try a little tenderness.
It's all so easy. But tenderness, after all, is supposed to be felt, not something you try, like an effective sports move late in the game. I always get a chuckle out of Brooke Benton's version.
You won't regret it. Man, women don't forget it.
Man, these chicks don't forget it, which more or less cements the whole locker room insider tip vibe. Man, take it from me, the dames will be eaten out of your hand. They really dig this shtick. Or as Frank and Dean used to do in Rat Pack kibitzing on stage in Vegas in the 60s.
She may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress.
And when she's weary,
buy her another shabby dress.
Sammy Kahn, the great lyricist of Come Fly With Me, The Tender Trap, Call Me Irresponsible. Sammy wrote that gag for his pals, and Sinatra kept it in the act for years. But otherwise, he took that song very seriously. After Ruth Etting's very tender woman's take, the song more or less went away for over a decade until 1945, when young Frank brought it back for the first tender man's take, with a string quartet, a restrained rhythm section, a flute and an oboe. But beyond that delicate instrumentation, you have the strange sense, which you certainly don't get from Bing's record, that Frank is singing it from the woman's perspective.
She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. She may be waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, she has her grief and her care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, women don't forget it, love is their whole happiness,
and it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Sinatra sang Try a Little Tenderness so well that he made the song a going proposition. Because of his record, others picked up on it. Frankie Lane, Patti Page, Vera Lynn, Little Miss Cornshucks with an unusually self-centered take.
I may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. Oh, but while I'm weary, try a little tenderness. I may be waiting, just anticipating things I may never possess. Oh, but while I'm waiting, try a little tenderness. I may be sentimental. I have my griefs and my cares. A word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. It's all her whole happiness. Oh, oh, it's so easy. Try a little tenderness.
You don't know Little Miss Cornshucks? Or shucks. As for the man who brought the song back, I don't think Try a Little Tenderness comes very high on the list of most fans' favourite Sinatra songs, and yet it was one of Frank's favourite Sinatra songs. On June the 13th, 1971, for what was supposed to be his farewell concert, he had to distill the mountain of music he'd built up over a lifetime into just 11 numbers. At the Amundsen Theatre in Los Angeles that night, what were intended to be the last songs he would ever sing in public included the ones you'd expect: I've Got You Under My Skin, My Way, The Lady Is a Tramp. There was his first number one with the Tommy Dorsey Band, I'll Never Smile Again, and his biggest recent hit, That's Life. There were songs for people he cared about, Nancy with the Laughing Face, and big picture themes he cared about, Old Man River. But the unexpected moment came exactly halfway through when his longtime guitarist, Al Viola, stepped forward to accompany the singer on Try a Little Tenderness, the only song that night performed not in a big Nelson Riddle, Quincy Jones orchestral arrangement, but just Frank and guitar. I've heard that 1971 version, but Nancy and Tina hold it pretty tight so it's not out there publicly. This comes close. Sinatra with Al Viola at the Egyptian Pyramids in 1979, serenading First Lady Jehan Sadat. If you don't know your Egyptian First Ladies, Madame Sadat was the granddaughter of a Sheffield police superintendent. So not too far from where the song's co-author, Jimmy Campbell, hailed. By then, Campbell, Connolly, Harry Woods were all dead. They didn't live to hear The Commitments or Michael Bolton slavishly follow the Otis Redding approach, or to hear Sinatra doubling down on his 1945 interpretation and telling the world, this is a ballad of delicacy and sympathy. Other guys may have a different take on it, but this is mine, and I'm sticking with it.
We have brought along a tiny piece of music that's quite lovely and has a great sentiment. And with your permission, I'd like to return to our music and dedicate this to our First Lady, And I suppose, so that there's no trouble in the family, also to Barbara. And to all of the ladies in our midst this evening. This is Mr. Al Viola from Los Angeles, California, one of the world's finest guitarists. I'll let you know about that when we're finished with the song. In the hustle of the day, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, and a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes. And a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. She may be waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care, but a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness, and it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. I thank you for that. Mr. Al Viola, isn't he marvelous?
A song from me to you, the voice of Frank Sinatra, the guitar of Al Viola, words and music by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Connolly, and Harry Woods. The only thing tender about Harry Woods was his thin skin. He liked to drink, and he was a vicious, violent drunk, quick to anger. During one barroom brawl, a female patron entered the establishment to find Woods kneeling on the floor, straddling his opponent with his right hand round the guy's throat and the stump of his left pounding his head to a pulp. "Good heavens," said the lady, "who is that horrible man?" "Ah, that's Harry Woods," replied some barfly. "He wrote Try a Little Tenderness."
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin. Our next programme, The Music and Mantovani, follows shortly.